How many times do you hear manufacturers of products, technology, just tell you, you know, our product is just so good. You should just give it to your patients because that's the right thing to do. I don't think they're giving us their product for free unless I'm missing something. We begin our podcast right there.
Welcome, all you wonderful dental podcast listeners, to the My Practice, My Business Dental Podcast Show, where we help dentists profit and thrive with excerpts from the clinical business of dentistry training here in My Practice, My Business. We'll be addressing and answering questions with current trends dentists and their teams face each and every day in their pursuit of this wonderful career we call dentistry. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
We had a dental product rep, a really nice guy, at one of our introductory courses a little while ago, and he attended for the first time. He represented a company of a product that I use probably every day, and I love this product, and so do my patients. In fact, it's a product that is considered a value-added product, which we offer to each of our patients who are in need of certain dental procedures. And here's the best part. We charge the patients who choose this particular product a value-added service fee. And all of this is within the limits of dental insurance contracts, which our MPMB-trained offices already know and understand. So you guys listening, I know you do. Some people are not, haven't been through our training that listen. They're kind of scratching their heads going, what, say what? Anyway, in our clinical business of dentistry introductory course, we always give our attendees several pearls of knowledge that would wake someone up out of a coma when their jaws hit the ground and they're like, are you kidding me? All these years, I didn't even know we could do that, charge our patients for certain things, actually be profitable on procedures. Yeah. And so one of them is dispelling the misinformation that has been propagated for years about charging additional fees for upgrades and value-added services to patients on these PPO plans. So why do the large majority of dental offices order the cheapest supplies and purchase the least expensive dental crowns with their insurance-driven practices? Well, of course we all know why. Because of reimbursement rates. They tend to circle the toilet bowl. They don't reimburse us enough. And everybody has that race to the bottom mentality because that's what they've been taught by consultants. You need to beat up your supply reps. You need to beat up your labs, find the cheapest labs. Shoot, we've even had insurance companies tell us, instead of offering a value-added service and charging our patient more for that way better crown, Dr. Rob, you should just order your crowns offshore. That's what a lot of the DSO companies that we that are providers for our insurance, that's what they do. I just wanted to crawl through the phone, and you know what I wanted to do. Anyway, and you know, let's face it, these days most practices are filled with patients on PPO plans. And I know there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, you should get rid of your PPO plans. No. We actually encourage our clients to take those PPO plans because we know how to make you profitable with them. And it all comes down to knowing how to present treatment and how to bill for it. What it really comes down to is you know, all of you out there listening have never read a PPO contract, nor has your office manager done the same. So there's a problem right there. You don't even know what's in the PPO contract. You don't even know what you can do. And even though some of these companies come out and make statements like one the other day that we talked about on our last podcast, even though they come out and make a statement, no, they cannot come between the doctor-patient relationship. And the sooner we all figure that out, the better off we're all going to be. Anyway, I mentioned this particular product that our attending rep sells at the intro course because I love to throw those pearls of wisdom out. And all in attendance were genuinely interested to learn more about that product. And what got them even more excited was the fact that my patients pay an additional out-of-pocket expense all day, every day at 100% case acceptance for this product. Now, I'm not talking a lot of money, but I am talking about, enough to cover the cost of the material plus 100% markup. Wow. Isn't that what we're supposed to do in dentistry? Aren't we supposed to be profitable and make money? So much to teach, so little time. Doc, send your office managers to our comprehensive office manager training. Shoot, the one coming up this fall is in Hawaii. Why don't you bless their lives and let them have a great time and learn something that's going to be applicable to dentistry and make you money. Anyway, so imagine that. This rep has a fantastic product, but it also has a cost of goods that comes with it. Because of that, the sales cycle of him selling his product to you and I, it's hampered because it's going to cost us money, and we simply don't want to cut into our profit margins any more than we already do, taking PPO contracted fee schedules, right? So, but his mind's turning. He's realizing, oh my gosh, I can overcome sales barriers if I know how to do this. So can we get along without the use of this rep's product, you might ask? Absolutely, we could. Does it require time for the dental assistant to prepare the product? Yes, it does. So there's a cost of goods, and there's a little bit of time for each patient. Not much, but still time. So we have an additional fee with increased cost of goods to use the product, and we have a team member, takes time to prepare the delivery of the product. All of this comes under what they call in the business world as cost of goods added to the direct operating cost per hour to provide the service, which is inclusive of that cost of material when you're talking about your direct operating costs to deliver the material. Again, a business concept that we teach our office managers and we teach all of you in the team training so that everybody understands why you need to charge for what you do. Well, needless to say, the rep, who we really like this guy, he just learned about a whole new way to present his product after attending our intro seminar. A new message to his potential clients that can break down the barriers of sales, showing his contacts that this product is so awesome that patients are willing to pay for it. So not just pay for the actual costs of the product, but actually pay for the product with a markup on it of whatever you would like, just like any other business would do. This rep got it. Of course, he was there at this training, and of course, he's more business-minded than all of us dentists, so he got it a little faster, all right? And he was so excited. This rep was just bouncing with his newfound knowledge, you know? He was like Tigger, just jumping up and down. A fantastic way to break down the barriers that you and I, and especially our gatekeepers at the front desk of our practices, constantly put in place for any sales rep that comes by with a newfangled dental gizmo that he quietly stepped out of the presentation that I was giving. I thought he just needed to go to the bathroom, and because we never stop, give breaks. And he called his boss to express his excitement, and for which the rep's boss responded with, and here's the golden statement of all that just make, I shouldn't even call it the golden statement. Here's the aluminum statement of all. His boss says, quote, "Our product is so good for the patient. Why wouldn't the dentist just give it to them?" End of quote. Wow. I didn't expect that out of a business guy. I would expect that out of you, me, any dentist, but not out of a business guy. Anyway, our product is so good for the patient. Why wouldn't the dentist just give it to them? Well, the boss's statement is exactly what Tracy and I battled the major insurance players with. Those PPO directors use our kind generosity against us all the time, docs, listen to what I'm saying. When we don't charge our patients for the services we provide, for the better, more expensive products we use, for the super expensive technology we acquire, for the medications we push, just like medical does, then how can we push back against third-party payers when they use terms like, we think it's good to bundle. We think that non-covered services should be non-billable to the patient. We think it's good to down-code for the patient so that they pay less out of pocket when we tell you to write off the difference of what we down-coded. When we... I just wish all of you could have seen Tracy and I against all the major players on Zoom meetings over and over, days and days and days. And this is the kind of crap that we got thrown at, that you guys are propagating all the time when you do what you do. Stop it. Just stop it. When we suffer with the give it away itis that plagues our industry, and you know who you are, when you sit there and give it away, doc, either you driving your office manager nuts or office manager when you think that power should be granted to you 24/7, dental insurance companies follow this lead that we propagate, and suddenly it all becomes inclusive. Build-ups with crowns has been their latest push over the last little while. In Utah, we have House Bill 359 that now protects the majority of dentists from themselves. Oh, I said it. I'll say it again. Gets me all choked up. Yeah, House Bill 359 actually has the capability of protecting dentists from giving away services that insurance companies will use against us every time we keep doing that. That's so sad, but true. Let's see how many Utah dentists and their front office team members will actually apply this new law into their practices, so they don't have to keep giving away services. Let's see how many of them do that. How many of them have the business fortitude to do that? How many of them should be doing it every single day? And all of you that are out of the state of Utah, again, I know many of you. Thank you so much for calling in and asking Tracy for copies of the law, asking her how you can start moving forward with this in your own state. We now have, I mean, there are multiple states here in the Western region that are jumping on this law like a rocket jet on wheels. But so far in the state of Utah, we are only seeing about 25% of the dental offices who even know about the new Utah law, and even less who know how to apply it. That's just unbelievable. The biggest thing to ever hit dentistry in the state of Utah, and this is what we're seeing. We have a meeting with the UDA, and I'm going to bite my tongue for now. Let's just see what the UDA does to help out all you dentists. And we've been shooting out one e-blast after another, and we are the ones that have gotten the 25% on board, but, you know, we can only do so much. So going back to the rep's boss, I understand his statement. He has a great product that should be used on every patient, but if we all had that same thought leadership that he has, we would be giving our patients the $500 dental crowns from the best labs. We'd be giving away the $595 implant systems instead of the $150. We'd be given the most expensive products and the latest technology. And shoot, let's just throw some spa treatments, back rubs and pedicures and whatever. Let's just throw all that into the appointment and make it all free, because it's good for the patient. Oh my gosh. If I hear the word good, maybe it's just because I'm from Utah. But man, here in Utah, I hear people pronounce the word good, like it's G-O-U-D. It just makes me cringe all the time. And now I know a lot of you are going to call me up, hey, Dr. Rowe, that was a good podcast. No, please don't. I'll reach through the phone and smack you. Anyway, for most of you, you haven't been through our training, and therefore you can't afford to give away those types of services because you're simply not profitable. Why can I offer the most expensive products and technology and medications, materials? And why can all of our trainees, our graduates from MPMB do it? Because I know, they know how to do it under the contractual agreements of the PPO plans that we all take, let alone the fee-for-service patients. You have to offer choice to both or it's unethical. But the thought leadership of giving things away like oral facial images, clinical crown lengthening, and the aforementioned reps product I use each day simply exploits our lack of business training. It exploits our lack of business training, and I will not play in that freebie arena. Never. I'm a business owner and a dentist. I will charge fairly for the services I provide and nothing more, and certainly nothing less, with an emphasis on nothing less. This isn't the first time I've heard a manufacturer or a dental supplier or other entity tell me that I should buy their product because it's good for my patients. But none of us should purchase technology, materials, medications, or products that don't have a direct return on investment, or at least have a direct contribution to applying a direct return on investment. Manufacturers and dental suppliers, they need to be aware of this. If I didn't love the product our rep sells and we were able to make it profitable, I wouldn't buy it. I can get along without it, but when we can charge fairly for the services that we provide instead of giving it away and the patient loves it, all of us here at My Practice, My Business call that a double win. And in the business world and every MBA program, that's what they teach. I hope our rep schools his boss on the realities of the clinical business of dentistry that he just learned. Maybe his boss will attend one day. That rep learned that day. And I hope his boss has a change of perspective when it comes to the practice of dentistry, because I'm sure he's a good guy. Taking care of our patients needs to be equal and fair to all. We dentists give of ourselves all the time in this profession. We do things for free for people to help them out. And when it becomes more and more like a lopsided relationship, though, dentistry no longer becomes fun and exciting. It becomes a burden. And that's when dentists get burned out. And that's where we see a lot of dentists who've not been through our training, they just hang it up. When we are paid fairly for the high-end products that we can purchase, for the amazing medications we can deliver, for the expensive materials that we can order, and the costly technology that we can learn to implement into our practice, we find ourselves wanting to do better dentistry, wanting to push ourselves to the best that we can deliver with the training that we have, which that's a win-win for us and the patients we serve. There it is. I said it. I hope all of you take our business training so you aren't persuaded to consistently do free dentistry. Just remember, dental school wasn't free. Your equipment wasn't free. Items that you need for your home and family, they're not given to you. They're not free. And believe me, my friends, retirement will come sooner than you think. You have to ask yourself, will you be ready?
Thank you for being with us today. To learn more about our guaranteed, no-risk clinical business of dentistry training that is changing dental practices for the better, just go to our website, mypracticemybusiness.com, and surf our pages for additional information about our company. When you're ready, give us a call and get scheduled for the best training you'll ever experience. Those are the words of our clients, not us. Our mission statement is simple. We increase the net revenue of dental practices with our key methods, tools, and training utilizing everyday need-based dentistry. We believe that there's never been a more important time than now for dentists to know what we know, and that is, one, how to compete with Retail America, two, how to be profitable with dental procedures, especially those performed on patients with dental insurance plans, three, how to place oral health care at the forefront of patients' discretionary spending, and four, how to ethically, legally, and morally be paid fairly for the services you provide. All of us here at My Practice, My Business know exactly how to help you implement each of those talking points and more with our key methods, knowledge, and training. Our clients' testimonies say it all. If you enjoy our podcast, please please leave us a 5-star review. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you soon at the My Practice, My Business training facility located in the Salt Lake City, Utah area. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call us. Thank you again, and have a fantastic day.